at it.
Oh,
there was a lot. There was scoffage.
Tons of scoffage.
Jerry has scoffed before. And
Lally has scoffed too.
Oh, they've scoffed. They're two scoff laws. Oh, they scoffed until they couldn't scoff
hold
anymore.
On. Do I out them and say, I'm asking because there's been some scoffing going on.
The scoffage has
what
just
What do you think,
been,
Donnie?
I don't know if you want to, you got to name the scoffers.
Do I say that there's, do I say the insiders are scoffing?
I don't know if you do that.
Or do I just say, BMAC, do you think significant player watch is still on? How would you word it, Donnie, if you were in my shoes here?
How about this? BMAC, we are on pins and needles. We are wondering. Some who cover the Steelers.
I would just ask him, like, maybe if there's any update.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Any update to significant player watch? Any late-breaking stuff? Oh, because the scoffing from Jerry was just off the charts. And Jerry has scoffed before and gotten a little bit burnt by the scoffing.
You know, I'm going to even give him some credit. BMAC, do you have any update on significant player watch? And then I'm going to say, it's all I've been thinking about the last couple of days.
Well, that's kind
you like
of
that.
Well, that's
it's true.
Kind of, that's uncomfortable, though. You're not thinking about your wife, your kid, or anything else. Just, I'm thinking about significant playmakers.
How about I say, it's the number one thing I've been thinking about.
How about I haven't been able to stop running through player, you know, possibilities. My brain is going crazy with possibilities.
I haven't been able to think or do much.
Brian, I have been rendered completely useless by significant playmaker
watch. All I can think
watch.
About is you. Is significant player watch still on?
Okay.
Love, Andrew.
Best, Andrew. What is the worst one of those, Donnie, in an office setting? When somebody says best at the end of an email, regards, sincere.
You guys know my go-to is sincerely. I put it in every email.
I can't stand it, dude. I hate sincerely.
Donnie sends
that
me
much.
Like, oh, here's your endorsements for today. Sincerely, Donnie Chedrick.
Yeah. Note. Yeah. Insincerely, actually. I'm
okay.
Just lying to
so
you.
So it's sent. BMAC, do you have an update on significant player watch? It's all I keep thinking about. Do I say in P.S., there's some scoffage going on.
No, I don't think you need
don't
to
bring
include,
the scoff.
I don't think you want to bring the scoffage. Unless you think it's going to get him supercharged to reject the scoffages.
I'm also now nervous that maybe the deluge of people here reaching out to him
is going to.
He might not be as receptive to getting back to me now.
He might. It might happen.
I mean, it was was it not instantaneous a couple days ago? It was.
Oh, there was an instantaneous get back. Jason in Slippery Rock tweets a quote tweet of Matt Cole's show rundown. This show is more loaded than Ron Cook at happy hour somewhere in Florida. I don't know about that. It's a pretty loaded show, but you got to wake up pretty early in the morning to get more loaded than Ron Cook in Florida.
I think he's calling me right now, but I can't answer it. Would you be okay with me stepping out
of
the room for a second
out.
To answer
step
this?
Answer
would you be
phone.
Okay with that?
Yeah, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't care.
Step out. Step out. Take the call. Look at this. This is happening live and in real time on this station. Did you, like, not pick the phone up? What are you doing? Now, here's a question I have about BMAC. BMAC Savvy obviously has carved out a nice career for himself in the media. And we like BMAC. He comes on this show. He is a good guest on this show. Doesn't he probably have an idea, since he's buddies with Andrew, when Andrew works? Am I wrong to ask that?
You would think so, but I mean, I even have some friends of mine. I mean, not that every single friend of mine has to listen to us every day, but I do get kind of, I don't know, I guess caught off guard in a way, but also a little bit disappointed when I see like a friend of mine calling and it's not like a serious matter, whereas like time is no...
And they just, you know, forget that you're working.
Yeah, like it's not anything pressing and it's like... You know, when I work every single day, like there is clear proof when I'm actually working. It's a job that's unlike many others where you can be screwing around, you know, working remote, like not doing anything at home. Like
I am
physically working and you always know I'm working from at least 2 to 6.
That's the hook for me. That's what gets me. Do they think what we do just allows for us to answer the phone whenever the hell we please? Like, remember when I had that thing with the contact lenses? They kept calling me to try to schedule, like, this, you know, hey, are these the contacts you want, and order them. And they kept calling me in the middle of the show. I had to finally give them one more voicemail because it's clearly, like, the contact lens department does not pick up with a human. They wait for you to leave a message. They call you back. I had to leave a detailed message that said, I cannot pick up the phone after 1:45 until 6 o'clock every day. Like, that's it. We're done.
I've had similar issues with my like home doctor.
Just doesn't get it.
Yeah, like the office will call during the show every single time.
And here's the thing. There's two things that you could say there. Hey, I work in radio. I work on a talk show. There's two outcomes if you do that to try to explain yourself. They think you're bragging because they actually do know of the show. They've heard of it. They just didn't put two and two together somehow. They think you're bragging. Oh, look, Mr. Important Radio Man. Or worse, they don't give a rat's ass. And they just think, so what? Like other people.
Probably that option.
Other people have tough jobs too. Cram it, pal. Would you be pumped right now? Pony and I both said this. Would you be pumped? Would you be excited? Give me a characterization of Donnie Football if news comes out right now they're signing OBJ. First sentence out of your mouth if you were doing a take.
I'd be pretty lukewarm.
Okay.
I wouldn't be clapping and cheering.
Okay. Steelers sign Hunter Renfrow.
Probably a bit of a chuckle.
His jersey's going to fly off the shelves.
Oh, yeah. He's first in, last out. He's going to have to battle that out.
Gritty, cerebral guy. Yeah. Tyler Boyd.
I would be pretty happy if they got Boyd.
Now, because you think he's the best of the guys that I've named so far, or more because Whippy old kid, you think he's pretty good, but the Pittsburgh part of it makes you pumped up?
He has that tie-in, but I do think he is right now the best of the guys you mentioned.
I don't see a scenario where they get a significant playmaker in any other avenue, than a trade. And what gets me about that, and why I come back to scratching my head now and thinking this is more likely to be dead than not dead, Florio said it. Where's the impetus for any of those teams to move guys now? Like, you move the player before the draft. If you're the Broncos trying to move Cortland Sutton, and now, do you see the guy Mike Kliss, I think it is, out of Denver? KLIS. He tweeted last night, basically, Broncos good with Cortland Sutton. They're not moving him. I think I retweeted it. But if they were interested in moving him, you'd do it before the draft because they would have probably taken picks in that. That's not like a crazy swap where they want a player from you necessarily. They're not the Niners. And so the longer it goes and the fact that it didn't happen pre-draft or during the draft, the more you think, all right, none of those trade guys are really out there now. Or it doesn't make as much sense from a logistical standpoint for a lot of those mid-tier guys to get dealt. If the Niners want to run it back with Ayuk, they're probably just going to run it back with Ayuk. And nobody you could sign in free agency checks the box of that guy's a significant playmaker. You have to be the world's biggest OBJ fan, for example, to think that. Or you have to be projecting that Tyler Boyd at 29 makes a successful sort of switch to outside and is just as effective as in his heyday as a slot guy.
I also think if it comes down to one of the guys that they could trade for, I think that there could absolutely be a cooling off period. Like, we get through OTAs and we venture closer to training camp, like getting down to the nitty-gritty of the season, and then maybe something heats back up and something happens. Because we get the reports where voluntary mini camp, some of these guys don't show up, and that starts to create a stir. I think there could be a cool down period.
Cool down.
If something doesn't happen soon.
I just walked into cool down period talk here.
Yeah, we had a wide-ranging 5 minutes while you were on the phone with BMAC. We got into a lot. It was probably a scintillating 5 minutes, if I'm being honest. We did a quick game of an impromptu game with three receivers of Donnie, your first sentence if you were doing a take, if they signed any of the following three players. Then we were hypothesizing that really there is no significant playmaker out there because all the trades, based on what Florio said, would have been more logically made at the draft.
So I am now very interested to hear how BMAC handles this interview with Cole tonight.
And he's got some familiarity with Matt because Matt's booked him so many times. So it's not like he doesn't know who he's talking to.
But BMAC was just telling me how he's like, the way this has gone down over the last 48 hours, I don't know if I'm ever going to do this again.
Oh,
because people can't read properly. Like, there's a little bit of a, they just think that now that I tweeted this, it's going to happen
immediately
today.
Okay.
And now, if it doesn't get done,
I'm going to look like, you know, I'm going to get crap from
people. That's the way he came off to me, yeah.
Well, Matt Cole is a smart guy. Matt might already be in the building getting prepped for this show. Now he knows that going in.
Yeah.
And he knows to maybe tread carefully, you would say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you tread lightly, but I'm just now wondering how much B-Mac's going to feel comfortable sharing on the air about everything. How the sausage gets made.
Do you think B-Mac, the best approach for Matt is to just say, so B-Mac, what can you tell us that you were hearing that precipitated this tweet?
Right. So I think he's comfortable with me saying this.
Yes.
Does not think it's dead.
Well, that's good for Matt. Now he's got to do some work here.
Has been given no indication like, yeah,
it's not.
This
deceased.
Was on the verge of happening Monday and... it's over and done with. Flush it down the toilet.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Matt tonight, but there's nothing new to report. I'll just break down the Steelers draft class. Okay, that's good for Matt. That's a good thing for him.
Also, don't think it's a free agent.
Trade.
And I brought up Odell Beckham Jr. to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we both ended up agreeing that that would be like the last case
resort.
Scenario.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like the last...
and not
resort option.
And not really, and a stretching of the idea of significant playmaker at this point.
I do not think what B-Mac tweeted out on Monday, significant playmaker, was Odell Beckham Jr.
Good.
Related.
That tells me that B-Mac has, as I would expect as a former defensive back, a very good handle on levels of significance.